Last time we learned, half a week ago, we had learned the case of Maglitz Tagodish and the Dinim of Kamlai B'Dirabah Minei, which come into the Sugya because that's the Ptur of this Braisa. The Ptur of the Braisa by Eved Kofus is that since he killed the Eved, and even by Eved Knani, there's an Issa Ritzicha, there's an Issa Daraisa Ritzicha. So Mameli is Potter on whatever else happened, and we say, Kamlai B'Dirabah Minei. So the Iker Nekuda of Chiddush in the Sugya that we were talking about came from the Rashba. The Shaila was, when do we say Kam Levi the Rab Mina? In the example, someone who shoots someone else, Ruvei shoots Shimon, and Shimon is wearing an expensive suit, and he shoots him, the bullet goes through the suit and then through his heart. So Shimon is dead, and his suit has a hole in it. So the question is, do we say Kam Levi D'Rab Minei? Does he have to pay, does the shooter, Ruvein, have to pay for the suit that he damaged? Hashkafa Rishayna. It's Kam Levi D'Rab Minei because he's Chayav Misa for shooting him. So the cost of the suit is Mammon and Misa. They give him Misa, not Mammon. On the other hand, the two things didn't happen simultaneously. They happened one after the other. First, the bullet penetrated the suit, and then it penetrated the person. So maybe in such a case, we should say the moment is a chiyuv earlier, the misa is a chiyuv later, and we should not say kol maybe the rab minei. This is the nidain that the Imre Moshe Siman Lamed, that's his introduction, that's the Shaila that he's coming to answer. And he's Peshit from the Rashba, now a Sugya, he's Peshit the Shaila. Because the Rashba in our Gemara is taka bothered by the Kasha that when a person burns down the Gadish and then the Eved gets killed, that it's not Bahadadi. It's exactly the same as shooting the person. First, he lit the Gadish, and the Gadish burned. And then, the Eved got killed. So the Shaila is, do we say Kam Levi D'Rab Minei? It's one and then the other. So from the Pashtut HaGemara, it's a Raya that you do say Kam Levi. As long as it's one Maisa. If it's two Maisa, there's no Shaila. So if a person has two separate maisim, each one needs them separately. But here it's one maisa and two results, mammon and misa. The Pashas of Agamara says that in such a case, you do say Kam Levi D'Rab Minei. But the Rashba is bothered by it. The Rashba says it is a kasha. The Rashba asks, what do you mean? He burnt the Gadish first and the Eved second. Why do we say Kam Levi? So for that, the Rashba answers that our sugya is not talking because he's chayav misa for a tzicha. Our sugya is saying that he's a raidif. And the reason we say kam levi d'rab minei is because there's a halacha that a raidif is a raidif achachavera lahargai v'shavar kelim, and as he's running after him to kill him, he breaks kelim. Then we say kam levi d'rab minei on the breaking of the kelim. There, it's mamish separate. He chased him for a block. So he broke Kalim on the way chasing him, and then he caught up to him and killed him. So we still say, Kam Levi D'Rab Minei and the breaking of the Kalim, because there's nothing to do with the Maiser Ritzicha. The Redifa, HaReidif HaChaveir LaHarga, is itself, anybody who's allowed to kill him. So he has a Din Nisa on him as he's running after him. So Bishas Redifa, he's already Chayiv. So Mimelin, our Gemara, when he lights the Gadish and kills the Eved, the Kasha was, when the Gadish is burning, he's not Chayav Misa yet. It's like the suit and the person. When he burns the Gadish, he's not Chayav Misa yet. The Teretz says, no. When he burns the Gadish, he's a Raidif. He's busy trying to kill this person. And the fire is heading towards the Eved to kill him. So as the fire heads towards the Eved to kill him, that is all part of the Radifa. And therefore, there's a Chi of Nisa already, Bishas Radifa. That's how the Rajba learned the Sugya. Now, what? If you light a fire to kill somebody, sure.
Yeah, but there's Bishas by the fire, yeah, but while the fire is burning, killing him isn't going to stop him from killing him.
So this is the kasha that a number of people have pretty much answered. You're asking as well. That at the time he lights the fire, he's a raidif. But why is it different? The question is, why did the Rajba gain by calling it raidif instead of raitzeach? What's the difference? At the time he lights the fire, he's lighting the fire. The time the fire is going, so he's a raidif at the time the fire is going. Time the fire is going, he's not a raidif. He's only a raidif when he lights the fire. So, what does it mean? The only way to explain it is everything is nigrar after what you did in the beginning. When you light it, everything is nigrar, bossy you light it. But then he could be out to say, you have to say raidif. Even to say, like the Mukhi Yosef, that when you light a fire, everything that happens, happens then. And that's why you say, come late to rab me now. It has nothing to do with Raidif. It didn't write Tzeach. It could be the same thing. Everything is nigger at the time he lights it. And if you say it doesn't go bust at the time you light it, it goes bust at the time it happened. So Vaitu, why does Raidif help as opposed to write Tzeach? What's the Pshat, the first Pshat in the Rashba? What does he gain by putting in the word Raidif instead of the word write Tzeach? So the Kavan of the Rashba, I believe, is the following. He's not saying everything goes bust to the original Maisa. He doesn't hold that everything goes bust to the original Maisa. He's saying the following. If you call him a Reitzeach, then the Mammon was destroyed first, and he became a Reitzeach later. One was first, one was later. We don't take Hamlet to Ramine. Ruvay shoots Shimon, and he wounds his suit. The Rajba holds, you don't say Kamalei Deram Mine, because at the time he ruined his suit, he wasn't a Reteach yet. If the Mammon happens first, and the thing as Mechayev and Misa happens later, there's no Kamalei. Masha'enke, if the Misa happens first, if the Chi of Misa is at the beginning, there the Rajba holds that the entire Misa is considered a Misa that's Mechayev Misa. If at the time he lit the fire is already a Chi of Misa, then everything that's Nigra from that fire is Misa Umama Bahadadi. So if you learn how to write Sayach, it's not a write Sayach until much later, until they ever get killed. But if you learn how to write this, the moment he lit this Gaddish, he was already a writer. He's already Chi of Misa. The Chi of Misa is there right in the beginning. Once the Misa is a Misa, I'm a Chi of Misa, all the consequences of it are all Bahadadi. The Mammon of Misa is Bahadadi. The lighting is already a Maisa, a Machayim Misa. And therefore, even though the Mammon happens as the fire burns it, and the Eved gets killed later, we don't care when the Eved gets killed. A Raidif is a Raidif even if the Eved ends up not getting killed, even if miraculously he's not killed. At the time the person's a Raidif, he's a Raidif, he's Chayim Misa. So that the Oiftu of the Rajba is that once you make a person a raidif, the Chi of Misa is earlier, in the beginning of the Maisa, and then any consequence of the Maisa is Misa Mamin Bahadadi. This is the way the Imri Moshe's first pshat, this simple pshat in the Rajma is this way, and that's pshat, that's what the Rajma gains by raidif. It makes him Chai Misa earlier, it's Misa Vachkach Mamin, and therefore it's all considered part of a Kamleib Durabin. This is the Pshat in the Rajba in the Gemara. And Agav, we see from this Rajba that he holds that way is klar. That when it's not out, it's didn't write this. If you would have a case where he's not a write this, us, now you can tell me when he shoots the gun and wounds the suit, he's also a write if you're right. He's also be a write if you say Kamla. But let's say it would be a case of Shabbos and Mammon, and he does one Maisa. And it happens, the Issa Shabbos, a second later after the Issa Mammon. So So then we would say, the Rajba is saying, we would not say Kamlei Deramine. If it happens a split second apart, the Rajba says, there's no Kamlei. Only over here, because he's arrived it from the very beginning. But if the Misa comes a split second after the Mamin, then we do not say Kamlei Deramine. I have to give you an example. It'll make it clear.
You hold the guy tight, and say, hey,
on Shabbos,
you kill someone and now he bleeds on the clothing.
Now it's a Shabbos. That would be an example. Let's say someone shoots someone in a way that the chavola, let's say, is a malacha. They didn't kill him. He shot someone, it penetrated his suit, and it did a chavola in him. So then you would not say, call me the Ramine. Because ruining the suit, which is Mamin, happened earlier, assuming that's not a malacha, ruining a suit. And Chavola, assuming we pass the Amakakal, the Chavu is a Daraisa, is a malacha. In a chinami, then you would not say, come leave the Ramine. Because one happened first, and the other happened later. This is Shabbos happened after the Yisr Mamin. I'll tell you, the example for this Rajba, which the Ramesha brings, is a Gemara in Perak Meruba, an Ayin Amid Beis. The Gemara in Ayin Amid Beis has a case, Gonav U'Mochar B'Shabbos. Someone stole something and sold it on Shabbos, and they stole something. He stole a shard or a seth. He stole an animal which is gone of a macher, a scythe of the hay, tabach a macher, a scythe of the hay. So listen to the case. He stole an animal and he sold it on Shabbos. So if he steals in a shechter on Shabbos, does he pay dollar the hay? To push it? Nah. So when you steal it, now when you shecht it, on Shabbos, he's doing the Issa Shabbos and the Issa Mamin in one meister, shechita. And one ma'aseh shechita, he's doing both. So come lay the rabbinay, he's chayav nisa for shechting the animal on Shabbos, and he's potter from the mamin. He doesn't pay the alavay. That the Mishnah says klar. Gonav the tavach b'Shabbos, you're potter. Gonav u'machar b'Shabbos, chayav didn't do any malacha. If I steal an animal and on Shabbos I sell it to you, what malacha is there? So there I have to pay the alavay. There's no kamlay. So the Gemara is coming up with a case that you could sell an animal on Shabbos and it's a malacha. It's a malacha, we'll say kamlei. So the Gemara has a case, ba'amalai zuraik inei vaisech lechatzeirai v'tikni li ginivusech. Rumei stole an animal. He's selling it to Shimon. So Shimon says, throw the animal into my chatzer and when it comes into my chatzar, I'll be kind, that'll be the maisa mechira. That'll be the sale. The sale's with a kinyan. Chatzar is kind. So, the ganiv says, I'll sell you a shar. Somebody can't throw a shar. He's selling him a gedi or a keves. He says, I'll sell you this sheep. He says, fine, throw it into my chatzar on Shabbos. And tikni liganiv osech. So here, he's being oivish Shabbos and Nechira at the same time. So Rav Papa says, that's come later to Rav Mineh. Because he's over it at the same time. Zakti Gemara, Kivan dematya l'chotze beisa ikana. As soon as it comes into the air of his chotzer, it's kaina, because the avir of the chotzer is kaina. Linyi Shabbos lo nechayiv ad dematya l'ara. And Linyi Shabbos is not chayiv till it lands on the ground. So there's no kamlei with the rabbim in there. So Gemara asks, "I'm a papa." So Gemara answers, "But I'm merely tikni lichatzeire yachetanuach." And he said, "I'm not kind until it lands." But in the case, you had the case, it's mamish the case of shooting someone, and it goes through his suit and it kills him. You say kamlei. What's the shali? You do one ma'aser. The iser mamin happens first. The iser misa happens second. Same thing here. He picks up the keves and he throws it into the rishus of the buyer. and he throws it into his avir. As soon as it comes into the air of the Rishos, the Mechiras Chal, it's Chayed Al Zehei. It's the Shabbos doesn't happen until the animal lands. So the Gemara says, no Kamlai. Because it happened the second apart. There's no Kamlai to Rabbinate.
Yeah, because here you put the one night when my Mechiras Chal started when I shot the arrow. Yeah, there's no peace. It's all Shabbos, it's all
land. The Ritzicha doesn't happen until he gets killed.
The
Chiyah Ritzicha,
the Ritzicha,
the Mike, the Ritzicha. Why? Akira Tzarech HaNocha is a separate issue. What? Okay, we'll talk about Akira Tzarech HaNocha, which is a good kasher, but Akira Tzarech HaNocha is a different kasher. You're saying that the Malachi is the whole time it's traveling. Okay, so that's an issue with Akir Tzarech HaNocha. But the Gemara there is not saying Akir Tzarech HaNocha. The Gemara there is saying that the Chil Shabbos is when it lands. That Gemara is the Chil Shabbos is not until it lands. And the Malacha happens as it, the Issa Mamon happens when it gets to the air. So since it's two separate times, therefore, it's later. Tosis says to Kasha, why don't they say Akira Tzarech HaNocha? Tosis says on the Ayin. But you follow the Imre Moshe is saying this is Mamish the Rajba, and this is Mamish the Chakira we have. It's a Beferish Gemara. Our Chakira is if you shoot someone, he does one nice of shooting that breaks the suit and then hurts the person. And we try to compare that to our case where you throw a keves over the wall. And the person that won ma'is, he threw the keves over the wall. When it comes into the ear of the chatzar, it's chayiv dal zehei. When it lands, it's chayiv misa. The Gemara says, you do not say, kam leiv deramine. It's Bereish Gemara. So it seems that we have mafurish, this din that the Raj was machadish. That if there's no din raidif, in a case where there's no din raidif, like Tzul Shabbat, if the mamin happens first, and the Pashas happened second, even though it's all one Maisa, he did it all as one Maisa, the rule of Kam Leiv Derabinei does not apply. This is the Rashba's side, and although they bring the Shar HaMelech brings B'Shem Talmidei Rashba who argued, but it seems to be a Beferish Gemara. There's also Gemara Ksubis, Lamed Aleph that he brings, that say, like this klal, that you don't say Kamla b'derabba minei if it's a split second apart. This is the... Now, just to think out loud for a minute, in the beginning of the year, or during the year, when we talked about Kamla b'derabba minei, I gave you an example of someone, if a Friday is driving a car on Shabbos and he smashes into your car, you have a parked car, you're Shabbos Shabbos, you have a parked car, and a Friday is driving and he smashes into your car, probably she smashes into your car, are you allowed to be Teveya? It's Chil Shabbos, it's Kam Leiv Derabinei, no? It's Kam Leiv Derabinei. How could you be Teveya Mamon? So what do we talk about then, you remember? What's the tzad you could be Teveya? Come on, somebody remember. What? But the reason we discussed it, that was a different nekuda. That Tfisa helps by Kodla. We discussed then, Rashi says that by Kodla Derabamine, Tfisa helps. Even though Bezin can't be Mechayiv, but are you allowed to grab the money? So she doesn't know that she never heard of Kam Leiv Derabinei, and she thinks you have to pay, so you take the money. That's what we discussed then. The question we're talking about now is, does Kam Leiv Derabinei apply? Is the Mamin and the Chil Shabbos at the same time? Is the Mamin and the Chil Shabbos happening at exactly the same time? So the case I mentioned then is like you're saying, that she's pushing the gears as it rams into your car. Most people have an accident already holding by the brakes by the time it lands into your car. So that would be more of a shayla. Then she pressed the gears before. But she's chayav misef every minute. She's chayav misef every minute. If she's driving for half an hour and someone gives her a asura on the last minute, she's chayav misef on the last minute. So this driver, if she's pressing the gears as she rams into your car, then we say come live the rabbi. What happens if she was pressing the gears in the beginning of the block? And now she rammed into your car subsequently as a result. Do we say come live the rabbi in such a case? We say come late, separate. It's separate. First, she pushed the gears, which is the malacha, that's havara. Pushing the gears pedal is havara, it's malacha d'oraisa. And then, the ma'aseh hezek happened afterwards. It's like throwing something. No? Except that in this case, the misa came first, the moment came second. The way we understand this Rashba, who says that's right, is the way the Nir Moshe explains him. The Misa comes first, the moment comes second. The whole Misa is a Misa that he's Chayav Misa for. So immediately you say, come lay in the whole Misa. So it doesn't even have to be Bahadi Adadi. It doesn't have to be at the same time. But you're not, the kasha was, you're not constantly a right. If as soon as you finish lighting the fire and walk away, right, and they can't kill you anymore.
You're not constantly somebody who's killing you, because you've always been
right. Is that true? They can kill a right if after it's out of his hand already, he shot the bullet already, you can't kill him anymore.
It doesn't have to be that he's constantly being killed, it's just as soon as you get here, right, like somebody without a kasha, you're still talking.
But he's not a Raidif anymore. He's not a Raidif. He finished being a Raidif. Now he's a Ritzah. I don't think he's a Raidif here. At least that's what he knows. Okay, Akoponim, this is the Klal of Kamlei, which comes in Derech Agav. This is not a Ikas to be upon the Rabbinin. But it comes in here, the Rashba here, it's a Beforsha Rashba, and the Lachar, it's a Beforsha Gemara, and Dafa Einam Ibeis, that if it happens a second apart, that there's no din of kam later aminei, unless the misa is first, the moment is second, then it's different. As I contest. Now the next line of the Gemara is a bit of a problem. Ela lamad yami yishem mishum amainai. Am I potter ilokotel turei avgafin amid loy mechayim? So very good. If yaldi yishem mishum chitza, if you say kam later aminei. Maybe say Isha Mishum Amainai. So when the Eish kills, it's Amainai that's killing. So he's not a Reitzayach. If he's not a Reitzayach, why do you say Kamlei Derabminei? That's the Gemara's cash. So everyone asks. The truth is, the Rashba himself asked the Kasha. That if you learn the Sugya Atzraidish, so like Rish Lakish, it's the same thing. Like Rish Lakish, you're also a Raidish. So learning how to write this, so why is it Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish is also a writer when the person lights the fire. He still is a writer. Should be the same thing. So the Rabbi Moshe and Rabbi Chaim Eiser both say the same teretz, explain the difference between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. And they say this based on a tremendous chiddush. When you're allowed to kill a raidif, before I tell you this, after Torah, Reb Chaim Eiser says it's neged hasvara hayishara. What I'm about to tell you, okay? The shayel says it. Reb Chaim Eiser says lechera. It's not seen hasvara hayishara. He calls it. The shayel is this: Ruvein is going to kill Shimon. Reuven is going to kill Shimon. He's a Raidif. You're allowed to kill Reuven. What happens if Reuven is trying to kill Shimon through a grama? He's killing him through a Misa that's only Goyrim his Misa. It's not a Misa Mavish. He's going to do some sort of a grama. Why is it called a grama? So we have to use our imagination, because it can't be a Kaichai. Kaichai is Chayiv by Misa. But some type of Goyrim. What? He's throwing something straight up, and it's going to come straight down and kill him. What? Oh, bit for the Maya. It's part of him. He's opening up a dam of water, and the first water is not going to kill him, the second water is going to kill him. So you hear the case? Someone's here, and Reuven wants to kill Shimon, so he doesn't want to be a raidish. So he takes a knife or a heavy rock, he throws it straight up, knocked it straight up. When it comes straight down, it kills him. He's potter. He's only a guy. Is he a raidish at the time he does it? Is he a raidish? If we're going to learn, if it's shayach, now the svara obviously is that, obviously, you all understand that he's a raidish. Talking about the glatta svara. You're right, just saying, 1 second. The glatta svara is, of course he's a raidish. He said he wants to kill the guy. The glatta svara is a raidish. If you're going to say, a chidish, that he's only a raidish if he's killing him directly. But if he's killing him through a grama, then he's not a raidish. He says, then this gemara is very good. We'll talk about whether this makes sense. But if you'll allow me such a svara, that killing someone through a grama, you're not a raidish at all. If you'll allow such a svara, so it's very gishmak. When a person lights a fire to kill someone, is that called his maisa? Or is it called his mammon? His maisa is just a diary. It's his mammon that's killing. Reb Yechidin says, it's his maisa. Isha Nishim Chitzav. It's his maisa. He's a righteous. Reish Lakish says, no. Isha Nishim Amayna. It's not his maisa. He's putting down his mammon. His mammon is killing. He's only a diary. So frek the Gemara, like Leishlakish, why do you say come the rabbi minay? He's only a gairim, and but gairim there's no din right there. This is the way Reb Chaim Eiser and the Mirosh say to learn this Gemara like the Rajva. You have to first accept a chiddush otzum that a raidif, you're only allowed to kill a raidif if he's doing a nice mamish of killing, and not if he's a gairim. But if you accept that, what? That is a ferish and mechi of nisa. Altzreitzeach. There's definitely a chi of nisa. But with tzicha the Rashba holds, you wouldn't say come like it happens if the part of the brothers burns. Altzreitzeach. That's right, if then he will never be right. That's what he said. Now, before I get to how you could say such a chiddush, Reb Chaim Eiser brings a raya to this big chiddush that a goyrim is not a righteous. And it's a very interesting raya. It begs a teretz. Reb Chaim Eiser basically, he goes on a Gemara. Gemara is talking about Edom Zaymimin. Where Edom Zaymimin say something that's Mechayev Nisa Lezeh V'Mamon Lezeh. The case there is that there's a Nara who's married and someone says Edis that she was Mezana Tachas Baila. A Naira means she's over 12. She's Chayev Nisa for being Mezana. And she loses her ksuba. She's Mizana Tachas Baila. She loses her ksuba, which is a hefset to the father. Because the father would get the ksuba. Kol shvach nureh l'aviyah. The value of the ksuba belongs to the father. So Gemara has a case where a per Edim Zaymim and Amachayim Misa and Mamin. Misa Lezev and Mamin Lezev. So the halacha is that you pay. It's Misa Lezev, Mamin Lezev. There's no kamlei. So you pay. Reb Chaim Eiser, the Edom Zaymimin are right for him. He's a righteous. He goes to Bezdin to say Edis that this woman is Chayim Misa. Isn't he a righteous? He's right of Achachavera the Hargai. He's running it to Bezdin to say Edis that this woman was Mizana, which is going to give her Misa. So Reb Chaim Eiser, every Edom Zaymimin that say Edis to kill somebody are right for him. They should be pater for mammon. They're right if b'shas ma'isa. Nobody realizes it. except if somebody was there knows it's not true, he would realize it. So he realized you're a Raidif. You're Chayiv Misa. A Raidif is considered Chayiv Misa for the whole world. So you should say, come leave the rabbi today. And every Eidim Zayim, they're trying to kill somebody. Elomai. It's only a Gairin. And there's no Raidif by Gairin. Otherwise, they should be right. So, why are you shaking your head? No. The Gairin, the Gairin. Because each one can't do it himself. I don't really care about the first one. What about the second one? When the second one says Aedis, he's a Raidis. Damazim. Every time. If he lights a fire, if someone comes and rescues the Eved, it's also fine. Because then the person's not going to get killed. But Bashar Husham, he's a Raidis. He's trying to kill him. You don't make a right if ice right if because you say maybe the one he's running after is fast enough to get away. It doesn't make him ice right if. Well, nice, he's trying to kill him. So every Edom Zayman should have a din right if, Dr. Chaim Weiser. It's a raya. To this Chiddish, Shukineget Svara Hayashara, he says, that a right if through a grammar does not have a din right if.
So
two Edom.
It's
one Aedis, that
she was
Mizana.
Then you say that she's of age that she can make
her. No. All they're saying is, this woman was Mizana. Now, Bethan decides that she's of age, and Bethan decides.
Of course, they're deciding that she was Mizana, so there goes the Ksuba. And then comes that she gets killed.
Bethan's decision might come in two steps, but the Aedis
so
is all in one step.
The moment is first, and then comes
Aedis. No, because Bethan's just realizing it in two steps. The fact is true anyway, really. So this is Reb Chaim Eisen, the Mirosh's Chiddush, that a grama, right if in a grama, is not Chayav Misa. I'll tell you, if you go out in the street, the Chalila, you see someone right if after someone else with a grama, I think you should kill the right if, because I don't think the halacha is like this Shtikl Torah. But they say it to answer, Loita Rash, Bapshad HaReish Lakish. How could attack a work? So they say that it's Tali. And the question, why do you kill a raidif? What's the reason you kill a raidif? If you learn you kill a raidif to save the nirdaf, that's one thing. If you learn that you kill the raidif because he's chayav nisa, it's something else. Why not kill him? So if you hold this because he's chayav nisa, how should it be? You hold your running after him because he's chayav nisa, then if he's killing through a brahma, he's not chayav nisa. If you hold, you're running after him to save the life of the other person. So then you're saving the life of the other person. Depends why you kill a raidif. If it's to save the person's life, and nothing like that. If you hold it because he's chayav misa, because the raidif is chayav misa, that's why you're allowed to kill the raidif. Then it's only if he's chayav misa, which is if he's killing directly. Maybe he's killing through a grama. So at Khan, this is the siddish that a killing through a grama is potter b'dine Adam, is potter from Metzichah, is potter from Raidif. Tell what they could say. What? By Eidim Zayimim in the Chayiv Misa because of Kashazama. Right. So, but every Ritzayach is Chayiv once out to Raidif, once out to Ritzayach. They're both true. Now the fact that Zayman are Chayiv Misa because of what they said, so that's Mama Lazer, Misa Lazer, the Gemara says there's no Kabbalah, they're Abner. It's the Misa to the girl and the Mama is to the father. So it's two different people. But out to Raidif, Raidif the Chayiv to everybody. Anybody's allowed to kill a Raidif. So since anybody's allowed to kill a Raidif, that's how the Kasha comes. What? Pulling the plug on a respirator is a grammar. It's a grammar. So the question is, you're allowed to kill the doctor who's about to pull the plug on the respirator. It's also a suffix. The case that went to the Supreme Court, Ann Quinlan, was on a respirator for 3 years or 4 years. Until it got to the Supreme Court, and they said you could pull the plug. Family wanted to pull the plug, and the doctors refused to do it unless the court, they're afraid they'll be sued. So finally went to the Supreme Court. They said you can pull the plug. They pulled the plug. And she kept on breathing for 3/4 of a year until she died. The family was very, it was, it was, the graveyard humor, the family standing there, finally they got to pull the plug, and that book, she keeps on breathing. And it's like, it's a design. You know. But anyway, when you pull a plug, I don't know if you can pull them right, it's not a bagel. But anyway, this is all, okay. I'm a suppik if I should tell you something. It's not such a nice thing to tell you, but it'll help you remember, you know, it's worth it. So I remember from my 8th grade Rebbe. My 8th grade, when I was in 8th grade, when I was in elementary school, there was a popular television show that went in two show sequences. At the end of the first show, the hero was about to be killed. He had to watch it the next week to see how he gets saved. And every time that the bad guys wanted to kill him, they'd never take a gun and shoot him through the head. They captured him, they tied him up, and they would make some type of a weird way to kill the guy. You know, they would tie him up and put him, tie him to a clock and put a blade on the clock, and as the minutes go by, you know, the clock's going to kill him. Or something ends there. So I remember this Rebbe, who I won't identify, I don't want to get in trouble, some of you maybe know him. He told us, why do they do that every week? Why don't they just shoot him? Why do every week they tie him up and put him on the train tracks or something, then he should get killed? He said, because they don't want to have a din retzayach. If they kill the Yadayim, they have a din retzayach. This way it's only a grama. I don't think he said atzraydif, I don't remember. He said, someone who kills through grama does not mean no misibidei adam. So they wanted to kill through grama, not through misibidei adam. That's what he said. So since then I remember this halacha that that killing through a grama is not the same one now. It's not a right of either. I don't remember if he said that, but I have to ask him. But I was 12 years old when I heard that, and sometimes you use the wrong things to remember the right things. It helps, except sometimes you remember it wrong. Okay, let's see the next piece of Gemara. That's pashit. If you light the fire on his goof, it's a chiddush that you say come lay with the rabbi minay. Just quickly, the Tosfos b'gdi dechad ve'eved dechad. Tosfos brings a rivam. Taisus Kosher, Perakam the Sanhedrin, Omar Mamal is there, and the Fashion says, Zechayev. There, here it says, B'gdi Dechad, V'Avda Dechad, that your potter, B'gdi Dechad, V'Eved Dechad. That. Again, what's our Gemara saying? B'di dechad ve'eved dechad. Everybody say, what's the din? What's the din? That you do say kavod rabbi. That in our Gemara you do say kavod rabbi, even though it's eved dechad ve'gdi dechad. Taisus says, b'chei nami, amar rava, Sanhedrin ayin dalet, that g'di dechad, eved dechad, that you chad. That you part. Because Parakabi said Hedrin, Amar Mamal is and the Foshis is Achayiv. Here it says if one is one and one is someone else, that's Achayiv. And for the Rivam, the Chol Raidif Achachaveire, Choshim Isa Vetashlum and La'echad. Raidif is different. Raidif is Yechai Katsilik, Yechai Misa to everybody. So that's not Chad V'Chad. So the Marami asks, how does the Rivam explain Agamara? The Marami asks, how's this Rivam? The Rivam is saying that Kedi Dechad Ve'Evda Dechad, you don't say Kama of the Rabbi Ney, only by Raidif. How's he going to explain Agamara? Dr. Rishash. This Rivam holds like the Rashba, that Agamara is going to out Raidif, and that's the Pshat in the Rivam. Rivam says that really Kedi Dechad Ve'Evda Dechad, normally you do not say Kama of the Rabbi Ney. Agamara means Atzeraydif, and that's Pshat in this Rivam. So that, according to the way the Rishash, Pleishua says the same thing, They learned Pshat of this Rivam, the Rajba of this Rivam. The Maram has a different Pshat in the Gemara, because the Maram doesn't learn Al Tzorayit. It has a different Pshat in Taisus. But the Rishash learns Taisus, Mamish like the Rajba. Tashma. Asher Leach has to be Ira v'yatcher shayt v'kata v'dinei Adam v'chay v'dinei Shemayim. Someone sends a fire in the hands of a chereshayt of a cotton. So what's the case? What's the case? He gives a chereshayt of a cotton a torch, or the Gemara has a pshat that he gives him a torch with, depends what he gives him. He gives him a torch with twigs, we have two pshatim. And it burns a house, potter medinei adam v'chay medinei shemayim. So Bishlom Lamad Yam Yishem Yishem Tzitzah Tzitzah Dechereshim. Lamad Yam Yishem Lamayna Yilomas Yishay Chayshet Bekot Nechina Begoyim Chayim. You have to know there are two pshatim in the Rishayim in Bava Metziah in this case. Hashaleh HaTabir V'yashay Chereshay Tebekot. What is the case? What did he do? He gave, takes a torch, he gives it to a cotton. Does it mean that he told the cotton, take this torch and burn down the neighbor's house? Some Rishayim learned that's the case. He told the cotton, here's a fire, burn down the neighbor's house. That's the case that we're talking about. Others learn that the case is, no, you gave a torch to a cotton, you told him watch the torch. You know, you give a cotton to watch a torch, it burnt down the house. The two pshatim here in this whole machlokes of what's likely to happen is all these two pshatim. Either you told them to burn down a house, or you didn't tell them to burn down a house. The Machne Ephraim, in this game Amim Zayin, says, Loi Pligi, it's not a machlokes. It depends what age child we're talking about. If you give a torch to a 12-year-old, and you tell him, watch the torch, it's not the smartest thing in the world to do. But it's not a ruach mitzuyah that he's going to burn down a house. If you're talking about a boy who has das, a certain amount of das, he's 10, 11, 12, he can watch a torch. If you give a torch to a 5-year-old, there's zero chance he's not going to burn down the house, because a 5-year-old with a torch is definitely, his ruach mitzuyah is going to burn down the house. So, they argue what the case is. They don't argue lahalacha. We're talking the case of Ruach Mitzuyah, which is either a 5-year-old and you give him a torch to watch, that's a Ruach Mitzuyah, he'll burn down the house, or a 12-year-old and you tell him, burn down the house. Those two cases are the case of this price. It's got to be a case that's likely. How likely? So the Baron Tosis talks about how likely. But it's got to be a case that's likely. So giving a 12-year-old a torch to watch is not likely to burn down the house. So it's either a young child with a torch, or an older child, and you're telling him burn down the house. That's the pshat in this Mishnah. There's a little problem in this Gemara. That, let me just tell you at least the problem. Some will get a chance to talk about it on Chaf Gimel Amid Aleph. If I light a fire in front of my store, and a gomel comes and it catches fire, and it burns down a house, whose fire is it? Whose fire is it? When the Chenveni left the fire outside, it's called the Chenveni's fire. And the gomel, either gomel did it, that's called a ruach mitzuyah. Correct? Correct? Someone puts a fire in front of the store, the gomel comes down and burns down, it's called the fire of the gomel, of the baal ha-fire. If someone owns a fire and he gives it to a chereshayt of a cotton, and the chereshayt of a cotton burned down a house, it's called tzavsa de cheresh. Why don't we say the same thing? Why don't we say a camel and a chereshayt of a cotton? If I have a fire and I put it in a place where it's mitsuya that a gomel will burn down the house, or a cotton will burn down the house, not afkamina, a cotton or a gomel. Do you understand the difference? If I put a fire in front of my store and a camel burns down, it's called my ma'isa. If I put a fire in front of the store and a cotton takes it and burns it down, the knife and mitzuya, whichever one of the two cases, so then it's called the cotton thing. My left to leave it. But these are the two cases. So it needs a hesper. I'd like to finish the case, so let's finish the Gemara. The Micha Schleger, Shlomo Zalman, talks about it. Zakti Gemara, Elam and Yami Shem Shem Amayna, Imu Masa Shaira Lechay Shaita Bekad Lechay Nami Loi Mechay. And for the Gemara, Ha Yigmar Allah. The way Rashi learns, this is already a Machlaikis, but she taught some. Rish Lakish Mishrei, the Chizkiya said, Loi Shalom Kamar Shalai Kachalas Kaliba, Abba Basa, Shalai Beschai, Mai Tamar Bari Yaseik. Rabbi Yechin and Amma Achil Shalai Vespatik, Sabat Tafsa the Cherish Gagar. Loi Mechay, but the Moslai Gavza Silta Visharga. So they argue, the Shitasam, if you hold Yishem Shem Chitzav, so to make a Chitzav the Cherish, shall have his potter because it's considered Chitzav the Cherish. And that's why you attack a potter. You need to have a case that Gavza Silta Vishrag. That's the end of the case. Omer Rava, Krom, Asnisa, Vasaila, Rav Yechon, and Krom, Dixiv, Seisit, Ish, Tetan, Yatzma, and Shalom, and Mavir, Sabeir. It went out by itself, and he's called Mavir. Masnisa Titania. Here's a brisa. Pasach hakasa b'niske mamin v'siyam b'niske gufay. Loim alecha isha mishum chitzav. Okay, let me just come back to the kasha. Yes, let me talk and answer it. Again, the question is, what is the difference if I put a fire in front of my store and a camel burns down the store, that it's called my fire, and the camel's called a Ruach Metzuya, and if I give a torch to a 5-year-old and he burns down the house, it's called, why don't we say it's the same thing? It's my fire and I put it in Ruach Metzuya. Why is it in a camel and not a 5-year-old? Why is it in a camel and a 5-year-old? Huh? Why, if I put it in a place where the camel takes it and burns down the store, it's my ma'aser with a Ruach Metzuya, and if I give it to a 5-year-old, it's the 5-year-old's ma'aser, not my ma'aser. Shver on Rav Yosef. You know that he holds it to the Chayish. So if Shlomo Zalman says a teretz, which maybe is the lashon of Taisus on Davav. Taisus on Davav talked about a Baram Skaldel. So the question there Taisus is dealing with is if I put something down in the street and the traffic kicks it somewhere else, why don't we say the same thing? It's a Ruach Metzuya. I put it somewhere. And it's a Ruach Metzuya that kicked it to another place. So it should be considered my bar wherever it goes. The Machlokes from Shinim there, but it is considered my bar. But Taisus says it's not. Taisus' lashon is that the Megalgel is responsible, the one who kicks it is responsible. Even though the case of a kelev takes a charora and goes to a gadish, we say l'chayiv balag echelas nami. We say that the balag echelas should be chayiv, just like the fire with the camel. We say the owner of the fire is chayiv. The same thing echelas in a kelev. The balag echelas is chayiv. Hayu mishum the kelev la bardeyahu, because a dog has no brains. And a camel has no brains, he has no seichel. So there it's a Ruach Metzuya. Aval hocha ha-megalgel bardeyahu. But the person who kicked the rock in the street, he's a bardeyah, he's a human being who has brain, he has his own seichel. So zav taisvis, there's a chilek between an animal. An animal's a wind. Just like a wind, a Ruach Metzuya is predictable. If I put something in Ruach Metzuya, I'm chayiv. Then I put it in a place where a gomel will do it, or a kelev will do it. Same chiyuvim. Masha'en came a human being. a human being is a bardeya. You don't know what he's going to do. Since you don't know what he's going to do, whatever he does, it's his ma'isa. Now, Tosfos is talking about Dafka Bakhtan. Tosfos is talking about Miskalga Bishasarabin. The stomach is kind of too, but I don't know. Here, we have to say that even by a cut, a cotton has das. He doesn't have enough das to be chayiv mitzvahs. He's not responsible for his ma'aser. But a cotton is not like an animal. An animal is programmed. An animal does the same thing every time. An animal doesn't have any choice when he does things. And every camel that's walking with flax is going to do exactly the same thing. And every kelev that sees a hararo with a coal is going to do the same thing. A cotton. Even though it's pretty predictable what they're going to do. But they do it because they decide to do it. Because Shem Zama, that's the difference. When I put something in a place where nature is going to move it, that's a Rach Mitzuya, that includes animals. When I put something in a place where a cotton is going to do it, it's a Bardeya, a cotton, that's not called my Maisa. That's called Tafsa the Cherish, that's called the action of the Cherish, the Chitz of the Cherish, and therefore it's not considered my Maisa. Now, of course, it's a chiddush to say by a cotton this idea that a cotton is considered to have das, legabe, that he's not a rough mitzuya. But the vayra, that's the teretz that we have to explain this Gemara from the sphere of the two cases. Okay, tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, I'm going to finish down to the two dots. Many of you are ahead of me. The stipler from Simon Beis in the Kiras Yaakov, in the beginning of the Masechta, has a piece, in the middle of it, he gets to this Gemara. The next piece of Gemara that Chitzav and Mamin, Rabbi Yechon Zayda, Rishon Amayna, it's a very geshmaka piece.